Dear Cheap Astronomy, will the next lunar rover be a disappointment? It's hardly fair to suggest that actually managing to land a rover on the moon could in any way be disappointing. However, there has been a run of unfortunate lunar landing mishaps recently. The Japanese JAXA Slim Lander, where Slim stands for Smart Lander for Investigating Moon, did indeed land, but on its head, back in January 2024. Although despite that, it is still sending back lopsided data after being on the surface for more than 3 months now. The US Odysseus lander landed in February 2024, but then fell on its side. Odysseus was the first soft lunar landing by a commercial spacecraft, which explains why its name isn't some wacky acronym. Odysseus managed to keep on transmitting for about 7 days, but, unlike Slim, did not survive the subsequent lunar nightfall. The next lander in line is a rover mission, Chang'e 6, which has just been launched by the Chinese National Space Administration in May 2024. Chang'e 6 is a sample return mission and has a fair chance of success, since it is a close copy of the Chang'e 5 mission, which successfully landed, collected samples, and returned them to Earth in December 2020. The bigger challenge for Chang'e 6 is to collect samples from the lunar far side, which will be a lunar first, requiring all communications to be relayed from a satellite that China has put into orbit around the Moon for this purpose. However, this episode was mostly prompted by concerns about the planned landing of NASA's Viper rover, which of course is an acronym, standing for the Volatiles Investigating Polar Exploration Rover. Viper is scheduled to launch in November 2024 and is going to explore the lunar South Pole. It won't return samples, but what is exciting is that it has headlights. The idea is that it will land in the polar region and explore some of the permanently shadowed areas, looking for the volatile that's on every lunar explorer's mind at the moment, water. The Viper rover's promotional material notes that it will be the first ever rover to build a resource map. That is, rather than being focused on exploratory science, it will be roving around to map the location of water ice and what is hand-wavily referred to as other resources, which essentially means that it will find whatever it happens to find while it's mapping the location of water ice. Nonetheless, everyone outside NASA is pretty much agreed that the real first of this mission is that the rover will have headlights. These will likely be a pair of LED arrays sitting atop the rover's mast at a height of over 2 meters. They will light the path ahead, while more clusters of lights lower down near the rover's base will light the immediate surface in front of the rover, a bit like fog lights do on a car. Presuming Viper doesn't fall over or suffer some other calamity upon landing, it will rove around for a planned 100 Earth days, and maybe more given the general longevity of NASA rovers. It is solar-powered, but will be spending some time in full darkness, where it will run off its batteries and, of course, use its headlights. Its progress will be very cautious, where it needs to rove across uneven surfaces, including frozen surfaces. The rover drivers will need to adapt their driving style to the 1.3-second radio delay between the Earth and the Moon, and since they will be deliberately targeting shadowed areas, the drivers will need to ensure they don't send the rover to a spot where radio signals from Earth are shadowed, or that could be a quick end to the mission. When driving in and out of shadow, the rover will be exposed to some extreme temperature swings, from up to 100 degrees Celsius in sunlight to under minus 100 degrees Celsius in shadow. Remembering that there's no atmosphere to provide insulation against either heating or cooling. Now you might be thinking that this is surely a bit of a walk in the park for NASA, the people who've been putting rovers on Mars for decades now, but for this mission, only the rover is NASA. It will be taken to the moon's surface aboard the commercial lander Griffin, which will hopefully do a better job of it than Odysseus did. But this does add an extra element of nail-biting suspense to the mission. Since both the lander and the rover are still under construction, it's best to say that the plan for a November 2024 launch is an aspirational goal, but here at Cheap Astronomy, we always welcome being surprised.